Welcome back to my real estate podcast with David Liberatore. I'm so glad you're here today because we're going to break down something that I think a lot of people wonder about: what your money actually buys you in Sarasota real estate at different price points. Like, what's the difference between a $2 million home and a $5 million home versus a $10 million home? David, thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me. Yeah, this is such a great question, because people often think that the price points are just about size, but there's so much more to it than that. The Sarasota market is really interesting because you've got such a wide range of properties, and the value proposition changes pretty dramatically as you move up those price tiers.
Okay, so let me start with the basics. What does $2 million actually get you in Sarasota right now? Like, are we talking a nice single-family home, or is there more variety than that?
So at $2 million, you're looking at some really solid options. You could get a beautiful waterfront home, maybe not beachfront, but definitely with water views. Or you could get a larger inland home in one of the more established neighborhoods. The homes are typically 3,000 to 4,500 square feet, well-maintained, often updated. You're getting a property that's move-in ready, good bones, maybe a pool. It's a really sweet spot for a lot of buyers because you're getting quality without going into that ultra luxury territory.
Interesting. So it's like you're getting a really nice home, but you're not necessarily getting the premium location or the prestige factor yet, right?
Exactly. Now, when you jump to $5 million, that's where things really shift. At that price point, you're typically looking at either direct beachfront properties or homes in the most desirable neighborhoods, like Longboat Key or Casey Key. You're getting higher-end finishes, often custom renovations, maybe 4,000 to 6,000 square feet. The land itself becomes more valuable. You might have a larger lot, better views, or that coveted beach access. The difference between $2 and $5 million isn't just about adding 50% more square footage. It's about location, prestige, and that lifestyle factor.
Oh, wow. So location really is the game changer at that level. And then I'm curious, what about when you're talking $10 million? Like, what are we even talking about at that point?
At $10 million, you're in a completely different world. These are the trophy properties. We're talking architectural masterpieces, often custom built on premium waterfront lots. You might have 6,000 to 10,000 square feet with resort-style amenities like multiple pools, guest houses, smart home technology, wine cellars, private beach access. These homes are in the absolute best locations. Siesta Key beachfront, exclusive gated communities. It's not just about the physical property anymore. It's about exclusivity, privacy, and that wow factor. You're buying a lifestyle and an investment piece.
That's wild. So basically, you're not just buying more house, you're buying a completely different experience. What would you say is the biggest value difference between those tiers? Like, is it worth the jump?
That really depends on what you're looking for. If you want a fantastic home in a great neighborhood, $2 million gets you there. If you want that beachfront lifestyle with top-tier finishes and location, $5 million makes sense. And at $10 million, you're really paying for rarity and exclusivity. The market has shown that these ultra-luxury properties hold value well and appreciate nicely, especially with Sarasota's growing appeal. So it's not just about what you're buying today, it's about what you're investing in for the future.
Right, right. So it's an investment angle too. I love that perspective. Well, David, this has been super helpful for anyone trying to figure out where they fit in the Sarasota market. Thanks so much for breaking this down for us.
Hey, my pleasure. Sarasota is a special market, and I love helping people understand what their budget can really do for them here.
Awesome. Well, folks, if you want to learn more about the Sarasota market or connect with David, you know where to find us. Thanks for tuning in to my real estate podcast with David Liberatore. We'll catch you next time.